Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We started planting corn this week on our Illinois farm. Always exciting to begin a new season. A lot of people depend on the U.S. farmer. Not only our own citizens, but we export about 30% of what we produce, feeding people all over the world. In the last 20 years, we've entered into a whole series of free trade agreements. The value of a free trade agreement is that the countries involved agree to reduce their trade barriers. Tariffs come down and non-tariff barriers are eliminated. This opens the door for even more agricultural trade. Perhaps the most successful and favorable agreement is a North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada. In its first term, President Obama also was able to complete agreements with South Korea, Panama, which President Bush negotiated earlier. Now President Obama is pushing to complete the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. As I speak, he's traveling to Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Philippines, meeting with their leaders. The effort will be difficult. Democrats in the House and Senate are not cheering him on. Labor unions are against free trade, and there will be no agreement unless passed by the Congress and signed by the President. Reality is that the President at this point does not have a green light for the Congress to complete an agreement anyway. Congress needs to pass so-called fast track, which specifies that once a trade agreement is negotiated, the Congress will vote it up or down with no amendments. The no amendment rule is the key. If amendments were accepted, we never would be able to complete an agreement with any country. What country would be willing to negotiate an agreement with us only to have our Congress jump in and change it? Accept or reject is the only way. President Obama has an uphill lift to get the bill completed, given objections from his own party. The Congress that we are negotiating with are fully aware that the President doesn't have the legislation he needs to get the job done. I would not expect any meaningful progress until after the elections this fall. We're still in a standoff with the Japanese, insisting on special treatment for their agriculture. Completing an agreement will not be easy, but at least we're trying. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.